Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to this segment of the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite, around the world at twc.ca. Joining us now is Dan J. Barton, the CEO and founder of Splash and Dash for Dogs. He joins us on the line to tell us a little bit more about his business and some interesting tips for safe car travel with your pet. Welcome to Travel World, Dan.
Hey, thank you. How are you doing?
Doing great. So tell us a little bit more about your company and how you got into the business.
Well, I got into the business because of my own dog. I have a 6-pound Yorkie. Her name is Mercedes. And her just being part of my everyday life continually drove me to want to find better products for her. And so it's, you know, just like your own child, if you had a child, you know, you constantly want to be doing better for them and giving them, you know, great products. And so along that search for great products and great services, I found that there were a lot of voids in the market. There's a lot of products out there that were from China that weren't great. And so bottom line was not a lot of great stuff out there. And when it comes to grooming services, you know, keeping up with their haircut and so on is a big part. And that was probably the biggest disappointment that I found in the market was all of these pet stores I went into, they smelled awful. They were dirty. They weren't clean. And I just knew that there had to be something better. So I started my company called Splash and Dash for Dogs. It's a groomery and boutique. And we focus on the cleanliness of the facility. We try to have an experience for the pet parents and the dog. It's not somewhere where we just want you to drop your dog off. We want to engage in conversation with you. We want to learn your name. We want to learn everything about your baby and be part of your family when it comes to taking care of your pets. So we strive to be a little bit different in that perspective. And then the other thing that really has made us famous, I'll say, is we have created a membership program for dogs. And so for a monthly membership fee of $39, you can bring your dog in an unlimited number of times throughout the month, and we'll keep your dog bathed and brushed out as often as you need. So that's really what has made us uniquely different is our membership program. And then that's, you know, has then allowed us to grow and to become a franchising organization. So now we have a lot of people across the country for under $100,000 can open their own franchise and not only be a pet lover, but do something they're passionate about and make a great income at the same time.
And you've also become a spokesman talking about safe car travel for pets, because every week we seem to see about somebody who has got into an accident or left a pet in a car and they're just not concerned. And we really have to get that message out.
Yeah, it just blows my mind that, you know, people can bring their dog with them and then, they think, you know, they're going to run into the store real quick and get a gallon of milk and they're going to leave their dog in the car with the windows closed. It just is not possible to do that. And I challenge everybody, if you think it is possible, then do it to yourself. Sit in your car for 10, 15 minutes with the windows rolled up and it's 90 degrees outside and see how hot it gets in the car. So it's really something that we all have to be aware of and be very conscious of the dog, you know, traveling with us, because there's a lot of accidents that can happen with that. But then on the flip side, there's a lot of things that you can do. You know, you can make sure that there's well ventilation. So a lot of cars these days, you can have the car going with the air conditioning on and be able to lock the door if you're going to run in and get something quick. Or you can leave the dog home, or somebody can travel with you, and they can be in the car with the dog while you go in and get something quick. But if you're going to be more than a couple minutes and you don't have somebody with you, that's just not a good idea to bring the dog with you.
No. And what are some other tips that you can share with us today on Travel World?
Well, two things that I do regardless, every time I travel, I have an extra leash and an extra collar that I leave in the trunk of the car. So regardless if I'm traveling or not, it's always there. And that is for that freak accident that should happen. You know, maybe I'm traveling to the neighbor's house in the car, or maybe I'm going across the state line and the leash breaks or the collar comes off the dog. You don't have time when you're traveling to then find a pet store that's going to have the right size collar and leash. So I think it's vital you just keep an extra set right in your trunk. You can get a collar and leash set for $10, and it'll be well worth it when that time comes. The other thing that I do is when I travel, depending on how long I'm going to be in the car, a lot of times I'll freeze a bottle of water. And so that bottle of water will slowly melt. And so then when it's time for a drink of water for the dog, I've got cold, fresh water that can be put into a small bowl. They have all kinds of disposable and inflatable bowls that you can use. And a lot of times you don't even have to do that. You can just simply pour some water, you know, if you cup your hand, pour some water in the cup of your hand, and the dog will drink, take a few sips that way.
Yeah, we always have to be very, very, very careful when we travel. And of course, some people don't take their dogs, maybe take a cat as well, and put them in the car. But they can also become flying projectiles in case one has to stop quickly. So I guess we also have to be careful how they travel within the car.
Yeah, you know, that's a great point. That, you know, we use seatbelts for ourselves, and so even if you have your dog or your cat in the crate, it's a great idea to use the seatbelt or some kind of restraining mechanism to hold that crate in place. Because you're absolutely right. If you were to get in a car accident, you want to maintain, you know, you want that crate to stay put and not become a flying projectile.
Very, very much so. And people, we're talking here as well, people are personifying and giving human characteristics to animals. This is becoming more and more popular here in North America. How are you seeing that with regards to the term anthropomorphism? Getting those human characteristics and transposing animal characteristics to humans and human characteristics to animals?
You know, we see it happening. From my perspective, it happened. We're seeing it happen every day. There's new products that come on the market that are, I'll say, knockoffs of human products. So, for example, one hot product that has recently come out are protein bars for dogs. So just like a human would eat a protein bar as a light snack in between meals, they now have replacement meal bars and protein bars for dogs. So, again, that's a play on something you see every day in our human life with food. Another thing, gluten-free food was big a couple years ago. And so now we're just beginning to see gluten-free food for dogs. It seems as if whatever's happening in the human supply chain, the new fad, the new greatest thing, we tend to see that a few years later in the pet world. So back several years back, 8, 9, 10 years ago, when we were talking about low-carb foods and removing all the carbohydrates from our diet, pastas and that type of stuff, we now, you know, for the last couple of years, that has been a big part of dog food nutrition, is eliminating all the carbohydrates in food. So there is a parallel there. And then, you know, some people take it to extremes, and then some people use it as a fun play or a fun treat every once in a while to have a protein bar.
I think sometimes people can take things too far, but also they want to have the best for their dog or cat based on what they see in their own life. And hey, as well, the dog or cat might be sponging off their table and eating those gluten-free products, or maybe I don't necessarily see my dog or cat having an energy drink. I don't think they need any more energy drinks, but I guess maybe that's the next thing. And we've got maybe around a minute left. What are some of your key thoughts you want to share with us, and maybe give us a phone number or a web address where they can get more information about what you have to offer?
Okay. All right. So are you just going to ask a couple questions and we'll kind of
get into that? Well, for example, where can people get in touch with you if they have more questions?
Well, they can always go out to our website, which is splashanddashfordogs.com, and that's all spelled out. You can go out to our website. There's I write blogs almost every day on different topics, and you can also search any questions you have. You can start there through all of the different blogs that I've written and the different articles and tips. And then anything beyond that, you can always send me an email, and my email address is dan@splashanddashfordogs.com.
Perfect.
And I'll do my best to get back to you quickly.
Great. Dan J. Barton, CEO, founder of Splash and Dash for Dogs, joining us today on Travel World. Thanks for joining us, Dan.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And we'll be back after the words.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio, by satellite.